Penguin Random House Audio presents The Waking Land by Callie Bates. Read for you by Aaron Spencer. Prologue. I felt safe that night in Lone, safer than I had any night before in the city. My nurse and I were eating dessert in the nursery. I never knew her name. I called her Nursey. Downstairs, my parents were hosting a dinner party. It was the first time I had ever been in Lone. In the townhouse my family kept for state occasions, aired out only once every year or two. On the newly crowned king's invitation, we'd come south for the harvest feast from our country house in the north, and every noise of the city still seemed foreign. So that must have been why we didn't hear them at first. The screams, the clicks as the muskets caught. I remember cradling my wooden doll, a harvest feast gift from my parents, made by a woodcarver in the city. I was feeding her pretend bites of the caramel pudding the servants had brought up earlier, baked in a dish until the sugar on top was crackling hot. Nursey drew the chintz curtains over the wide sashed windows. My doll and I sat snug and certain in the glow of candlelight. Safe. We were supposed to go home the next day. Nursey sank down into the armchair across from us and began to tell my bedtime story, our nightly routine with its well-worn words, and I chimed in on my favorite parts. Wildegard came, bearing a flame in her heart, and her hair crowned with a pale light of stars. Where she placed her foot, the earth trembled.